Penetanguishene has its seats at the Council for Simcoe County, and high praise was given for the county by Mayor Doug Rawson recently. In speaking with Midland Today, Rawson aimed to make Penetanguishene residents aware of the county council, addition to the town's agenda packages, given particular attention during its monthly council meetings. I don't think enough people appreciate and understand what the county does, from service delivery to level of expertise, to you name it, Rawson said by phone. Rawson and Deputy Mayor Dan LaRose are just two of the 32 councillors sitting on the Greater Simcoe County Council, and Rawson noted the emergency of last year's collapsed building on Main Street as an example of effective higher-tier involvement. "We could not have managed that situation without the county," said Rawson. "Period, end stop, no way. We have phenomenal staff, team, and people in our community, but it needed way more than we could offer." That's just one example where the county was able to pivot and provide support, hours after the event occurred. And they continued all the way through, people getting back home, providing service. They continue to this day keeping in contact and supporting us. Rawson also admitted having a bias towards emergency medical services when he stated that county paramedic services are second to none. "I've been advocating that the town of Penetanguishene is literally the only municipality of our size, with Waypoint, Central North Correctional Center, Georgian Village. You think about these large institutions, with no dedicated ambulance in our community," said Rawson. "I'm happy to announce this year during the budget, we did successfully secure 24/7 staffing of a paramedic unit in the town of Penetanguishene, which will start in January." However, Rawson emphasized that keeping the municipality running wasn't simply a town or county function, but a responsibility which also rested on the shoulders of its residents. "There's big things that are going to come from the county's lens as well," said Rawson. "Our landfills, we're only a few years away and we're going to run out of landfill space. What are we going to do? People need to use their organics program. You've got to use your green bin. We have to use our recyclables. And we can divert as much as possible, but there will still be a need for landfill, and this is all going to come at a pretty significant cost. We have to realize these things and be serious about it," Rawson added, "because we are the ones that are creating this situation, and all I'm asking people to do is, do your part. And we'll continue to find the path that works for everyone, not just in our municipality, but in North Simcoe and across the county of Simcoe."